This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. 3 days of mourning began in Russia on Monday after the death toll rose to at least 20 from a series of brazen attacks on churches and synagogues in the mainly Muslim region of Dagestan. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
Attackers with automatic weapons burst into an Orthodox church and a synagogue in the ancient city of Derbent on Sunday evening.
They set fire to an icon at the church and killed 66-year-old Orthodox priest Nikolai Kotelnikov. In the Caspian city of Makhachkala, around 75 miles north, attackers shot at a traffic police post and attacked a church. Gun battles erupted around the Assumption Cathedral in Makhachkala, with heavy automatic gunfire ringing out late into the night. At least 5 of the attackers were killed, and Russia's investigative committee said the majority of those dead were policemen.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Monday Israel remained committed to its proposed Gaza ceasefire and hostage deal, and his military chief said the remaining Hamas forces in southern Gaza city of Rafah were nearly dismantled. Netanyahu said in a speech to Parliament, quote, "We are not committed to the Israeli proposal. We are committed to the Israeli proposal that President Biden welcomed. Our position has not changed. The second thing, which does not contradict the first, we will not end the war until we eliminate Hamas." A senior official with the UN Health Agency says the reconnected U.S.-built pier off the coast of the Gaza Strip cannot supply Palestinians with anywhere near the level of aid they need. The head of the World Health Organization's Eastern Mediterranean region made the remarks on Monday, days after the U.S. military began delivering aid through the floating pier again. This is VOA News.